fighting for America.
My message to Republicans is join us. Get on board. They don't do anything except block me.
This is not about impeachment. This is about his faithfully executing the laws of our country.
Fighting for Idaho.
With one word of participation from the governor, all of this would have gone away. This onslaught is because the party would not bend over relative to the health care exchange.
Fighting for you.
We don't need more laws. We need virtue. And looking to texts like the Bible and to the Constitution and this stepping away from the moral decay that has infiltrated our society that I think will save this country.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, 705. Welcome to holiday week, if you will. I hope you had a good time at the Boise Music Festival. And Tuesday morning is Gun Day. That's right, Gun Day in the state of Idaho. The president has something to say about guns. Does he? Yes, he does. Of course, every time we have these tragedies, every time we have these events, what do we hear? Well, when are we going to do something about gun control? When are we going to do that?
This is the only advanced country that tolerates something like this. We have what's basically a mass shooting. It seems like happening once every couple weeks.
I love this. You know, here's a guy that is well-educated. And remember that clip we played a couple years ago when the president was down in New Orleans, or as they call it, Nollins, and the president was going, well, you can do this and you can do that. And then he speaks openly and plainly in other venues. And I guess it's not unique to all politicians, because Hillary Clinton does the same thing. Where she's Annie Oakley in Pennsylvania, she's the belle of the ball in the Eastern establishment, she's Southern down in the Deep South, pandering to an audience. But Tuesday morning is a big day when we're talking gun control, and we're talking about gun liberty in the state of Idaho.
Honestly, this is not going to change unless the people who want to prevent these kinds of mass shootings from taking place feel at least as passionate and are at least as mobilized and well-funded and organized as the NRA and the gun manufacturers are.
Right. Let's blame the NRA. Let's blame everyone else. But really, why not blame the individuals who have made this happen? And is it a gun issue or is it a mental health issue? Most of these people that do this, they're crazy. They've got mental health issues. And not to disrespect those people that are afflicted by it, because when Reagan got rid of the mental health institutions, all of a sudden law enforcement had to jump in and had to carry the day. And that's tough. But to take away your right to keep and bear arms is absurd. To take away your right to protect yourself is crazy. And in Idaho, coming up, there'll be a lot of stories about this. There'll be big stories about this concerning campus carry and it becoming law. And then you have people saying it's going to cost us money. Where is the additional cost coming from? For more security personnel? So, well, then the opponents of campus carry say to themselves, well, our campuses weren't secure to begin with. Our campuses were not guaranteed to have safety to begin with. Right? That's a great admission. So think about that as you hear the media reports with guns and kids and everything else. We always welcome both sides if both sides choose to participate. But think about that when you hear all the negativity and go back to what the president actually said.
This is the only advanced country that tolerates something like this. We have what's basically a mass shooting. It seems like happening once every couple weeks.
And where are those mass shootings? Usually in gun-free zones. To be continued. Joining us now is the formerly well-dressed Dave Pezzo, fresh off his appearance from Channel 7 at 580 KIDO.
Well, you act like I could put on a T-shirt.
Well, I just see what you look like on Channel 7, and then you kind of stroll in here. But who am I to say? I mean, I'm the master of casual, so.
Yes, yes.
Good that you're your real self here. How about that?
How many suits do you have?
How many suits do I have, or how many suits can I wear?
How many suits can you wear? That's probably a good question.
I'd say probably two, and I have probably seven.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm guessing they're a little smaller sized. Is that
what is that supposed to mean? What
well,
is this
that's
next?
What, people...
what is next, the fatty fat comments? Jeez, Dave Pezzo.
I didn't say that. Wow.
Not that I'm defensive today, but...
apparently not. Okay.
Which is anything more than usual here at 580KIDO. Dave Pezzo joining us, Pezzo Financial, the Pezzo Center. Money matters here at 580KIDO. Let's take a look at the year so far. Besides everything being wonderful, what hasn't been wonderful in the markets?
Pretty much everything has been.
Right.
That's the thing. And I'll tell you, there's something very weird about the first half of this year. Now, this is very interesting, but and it's more a happenstance than this wow, okay? But stocks, bonds, and commodities, all three, are up the first half of this year. And that's the first time in 20 years that's happened, that all three are up. So it's just this flow of money coming in. And again, of course, Kevin, I know a lot of people are going, yeah, because the Fed's printing money and there's nowhere else to do, you know, so it's going to go into commodities and all these other things, and we're going to die from inflation. I totally understand the argument. And there's no question that the Fed's helping this, but they've been pumping even more money in the past, and this hasn't happened until this year in the last 20 years.
Well, how unusual, because, again, my limited financial education, we had the guy in from Fidelity that kept calling the company Times Square Media, even though it's Town Square. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, what credibility do you have if you can't even get the company's name right? And you want me to invest in your stuff?
Yeah, well.
Well, no, I mean, little things like that matter. So as the guy's telling me about Times Square Media and how I should buy stocks from Fidelity, and I'm sure Fidelity's a great company. However... He said that, you know, if the stock market is bailing, it's time to get into bonds. If the bond market's bailing, it's time to get into stocks. You're saying that both are up. How unusual is that, then, to further piggyback on your last comment?
Yeah. It's been the first time in 20 years that's happened. And it's not because stocks and bonds are move in opposite directions, although sometimes they do. But they also often move in the same direction. When interest rates are declining, bonds are going up in price, and stocks do very well in that type of environment typically. So I'm going to disagree with the great Fidelity that stocks and bonds move opposite. They do not. They do not. But commodities often do, Kevin.
Right.
Commodities are a place to hide.
I'm looking for some cattle commodities out of Arkansas. Hopefully Hillary Clinton will help me with that.
She's a great timer of commodities. It's amazing what she did, making $1 million out of 10,000. It's kind of unheard of, but...
It is. Let's delve into this. We talk about stocks. We talk about bonds. What's the makeup of a commodities broker? Is that like oil prices? You're betting that they go up or something like that?
Yeah, everything's changed, but it used to be really where people would sit around literally and decide that oil was going up, potatoes were going up, whatever it was, and trade going long or short based on their basically fundamental outlook. Nowadays, it's all done on technicals, and there really isn't that classic commodities broker. In fact, most institutions will not take commodities trades anymore. We're one of them. It's far too risky and silly for people to be playing it.
Are we living in a fantasy world, whether it's here at 580KIDO with your good friends at Channel 7, or really the economy in general, because we haven't really felt the effects of the Obamacare mandates yet? I mean, he's put those off for quite some time. So it's almost like, hey, we're used to it unless we've all gotten hosed. I don't know anyone. Well, I know one person who's actually benefiting from Obamacare. But besides that, everyone else's premiums and prices have gone up.
Well, as a society, Kevin, we're all being crushed by it. We don't recognize it because if we push it around and pretend that you're not paying more in premiums now because it's subsidized, that the taxpayer isn't really an entity that pays. It's just this invisible thing out there. The society is being whacked on this, but more importantly, and I watch this, not more importantly, but just as importantly, it is the quality of care is going to disintegrate very, very quickly under Obamacare. It is really going to get bad. And part of that is because the doctors can't practice the way they practiced before. They have to spend so much time documenting everything that they do. Not that they haven't been taking good notes in the past, but when you spend half of your time documenting things instead of actually seeing patients, that care is going to go down. And so we are moving towards a rationing of healthcare. I know, you know, that people don't want to believe that if they believe in the general gist of Obamacare. Well, we just have to tweak it here or there. But the reality is all government or state produced health care or anything is rationed in the long run, simply.
How much of a stall will this be on our, again, emerging economy? Of course, didn't emerge through the first quarter, that actually regressed. And I love how no one really made a big deal out of that.
Wrong. I did.
Well,
I think it is a big deal, Kevin.
Right, but until you're on CNBC, which we're rooting
I
for.
I understand, but they are making somewhat of a deal out. There are a few economists
We have sent your tape into CNBC a few times.
Well, appreciate it, yeah.
And we're rooting for you. We don't want you to leave, but again, spreading the message. So you understand the severity of this. I think this should have been headlines everywhere, but it kind of got, oh, yeah, kind of regressed, blah, blah. Can you go in depth to what happened and how it impacts our lives here?
Yeah, well, first of all, to your point, Obamacare is devastating, and it's going to be a huge drain. And I don't think we begin to understand. Well, I know we haven't, because number one, everything's okay for a little while, even if you've destroyed it. Okay, the momentum of the earlier system will continue for a while. Obamacare has been put off on the mandates, meaning the higher taxes and all these things that are going to go into play. Those are all negatives to the economy, period. So that. To that question, Kevin, you're spot on. We are living in a fantasy land in regards to that. As far as the economy goes, I think the economy, as far as the first quarter, here's the argument, and I believe it to be true. I'm just saying it's a big deal when you have the worst GDP, first quarter GDP since 1958. Kevin, I'm old. I'm not that, I wasn't even born in 58.
Right on, brother.
So that's how far back we have to go to find an economy that was down 2.9% in the first quarter. I mean, we've had a lot of recessions since then. So this
is
a big deal.
The 70s weren't a picnic.
70s were really tough.
Right. You remember that.
Really tough.
Yeah.
They were really tough. And especially trying to do business in a high interest rate environment like we had. So it was very, very difficult. Now, when we look at this circumstance, I think you have to say that's some real concern. But was it weather-related and things like that? And the answer is yes, of course it was. We had horrible weather. But how much of it? We'll have to see in the second quarter. Everybody thinks we're going to bounce back. Let's see if we bounce back and get enough. We're going to have to grow at like 3.5% the rest of this year to even get to a 2.5% for the whole year. That's how bad the first quarter was.
And yet people complained about George W. Bush's economy when it was growing at 3%.
Correct. Wasn't fast enough. Obama gets a pass, Kevin. You're totally right. He totally gets a pass on everything all the time. It's unbelievable. And you're right. These kind of headlines, the GDP numbers, if there was a Republican in office, it would have been on the front page.
How grave is a disservice of that, A, to the country, and B, how accurate are there bias in the financial services like CNBC and Fox News as we see with MSNBC and Fox News?
No, I think CNBC is pretty balanced. They probably lean somewhat conservative just because that's the industry. I mean, this sounds too insulting. Let me rephrase.
Well, you didn't.
I don't
it
know
yet.
That you have to be. Well, I phrased it in my mind.
You're catching yourself. That's
I
good.
I caught myself. Yeah, I'm growing up. You cannot be in the financial worlds and think like a liberal. It's not possible. Because it just doesn't make any academic sense. There is no government central planning that works, has ever worked in all of history. Now, if what you want to do is govern from a, quotes, fairness doctrine, that's a different argument. It's like I've had arguments with people about health care. It's a devastating thing to the economy. Oh, it's a great thing. And no, it's not. Even the White House does not claim anymore that it's going to be a positive for the economy. It's not. The question is, in your mind, you may think it's worth doing because that's what your social consciousness says we have to do. That's a different argument. But saying economically that central planning and government health care and government-run anything is does any good. I beg you to name one thing that runs well with government, efficiently, productively, as well as private enterprise.
More coming up.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone.
Up all night.
Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
From the vantage point, Lafatu saw six war canoes drawn upon the beach, but what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. Four figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
I'm ADKIDO, Dave Petzo with us. And we go to the phones. Our friend Owen Eagle is here. And a lot of people don't know this about O. He keeps it in the closet. But he's a financial wizard. O, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good, good.
Good. I have two questions for Dave. The first question is, will he be sending any of his lightly used underwear to the Nicaraguans? And the second question is, what do you think the long-term aspect of the deficit is going to be? I mean, everything they're doing is just being basically put on the taxpayer's credit card for now. How's that going to shake out in the long run?
Now, before you get to the before he answers the question, you have to explain the underwear thing because a lot of people don't know the whole issue behind that.
Oh, well, you know, you have about, 55,000, 60,000illegal children crossing the border, the southern border, just waiting for goods and services. And it's been recommended that everybody send their lightly used underwear to them to help out. So I was wondering if Dave was on board for that.
Yeah, it's our friend Bill Gein from Americans for Legal Immigration that is spearheading that, but so I didn't want to leave you in the lurch without the background of the underwear.
I appreciate that.
Shame on O for not providing that.
Sorry about that.
That's okay, O.
Well, and to the I think you're on to something here on the long term here. It's a fiasco, this deficit. We don't know how that's going to shake out. I do know that I've lived through debt crises before, when we were certain we wouldn't come back from the 1970s and early 80s. When we had such a bad economy, tax receipts dropped, and Reagan was right. We needed to minimize government and to cut taxes. But in the very short term, it caused deficits to go up. And obviously, we know what happened. They turned into budget surpluses because the economy caught fire. The only way we're going to grow into it is really threefold. Services have to be cut, period. No matter what the promises are, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, it doesn't make any difference. We'll just implode or services will be cut. And that is going to be one of the things that happens. It's not the whole solution. Number two is that the inflationary increases that are promised will not happen. And you see the games played with Social Security, or I'm sorry, with CPI right now. In what the real inflation rate is, and they can change the basket as they need to keep those rising costs down. So I think the benefits will decrease, and then they will slow down as well, and taxes will be increased as the third stool.
Any good news?
There's no good news when you overspend, and you overspend by $1 trillion a year, and then skip happily down the road as to what a great job you're doing. Let's go play another round of golf. It is it is a really big deal, and I have to say this too. I had a discussion with Senator Risch about this in D.C. when I was back there a month ago, and he was really fired up about it. He still is really fired up about it. There are a few people, but they're in the minority back there, very much minority. I don't mean that there's a few less Republicans. There are a number of Republicans that really don't think it's a big deal. So it's an issue we have to stay on top of.
Oh, anything else?
Well, I appreciate that. It sounds like most people are going to be poor. It's not good.
No, well, it's not good. It is never good because we have clearly robbed from our future generations. We have. We've simply stolen from our children.
Hey,
we have.
I'm glad we stole from them. They didn't steal from us. Oh, thank you for the call. Dave Petzl with us here. Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580 KIDO. Let's I mean, it's true. That's really what's going to happen here. And, you know, we're never going to pay this money back. So who then loses?
Yeah, we're going to have lower services. We all lose in the future. All of our kids do in the future because services will be lower. We already know what's happening with health care. And look, it's not all doom and gloom. There's so many things that could happen, and there will be future Ronald Reagans and things like that. There'll be real leaders out there. And you don't have to agree with everything he did, but you have to agree that he was a great leader and a great patriot. He really was. And there are people that are like that, and I think we will have them again.
Let's take a look at the housing market here at 580KIDO. First, locally, we see a lot of buildings going up,
mm-hmm.
commercial, residential. Is this a good sign, or could we be lapsing into what happened in 08, 09 when we had this building boom and then we had a lot of empty homes
right. And
the banks took over again? What's preventing the disaster from happening again?
Lack of leverage. It's as you and I talked, it might have been last week, Kevin, about how many homes were being bought for cash, right?
Right, so front page of the paper.
Yeah, so that's absolutely true. I mean, it's obviously true. It was in the Statesman, but it's but it is true. There's so much lacking in leverage right now. And on commercial, the banks aren't lending 90 or 100%. You have to put serious money down, and the deal has to make sense before anybody's going to lend on it. So interest rates are low. It's great, but they were nowhere near. And it's nothing like that. Now, people will make that case because doomsdayers have to make a case in order to sell stupid ads on their websites or whatever it is they're trying to do. But fear sells. Doom and gloom sells way better than a Pollyanna like me, even though the fact of the matter is I'm right and you're wrong. Have been my whole life.
Sure. Back to the point, though. So nationally, are people cooling on the housing market? We're talking about locally.
No.
But what about?
It's going good. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, when do people all of a sudden start going, well, I'm out of houses now. It's time to get into something else.
No, I think that to a degree, you have a basic choice of real estate for some people because that's what they know, like, understand, they can touch. You've got the markets and stocks. But right now, holding cash makes no sense. You're in negative real returns, Kevin.
Dave Pezzo here, 580KIDO. We appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just think it's fantastic that the markets are holding up in spite of a tough economy. There is one other thing. Can I add one thing?
Market's doing better than your friend Tiger Woods, but go ahead.
That's true. It is. One other thing. Again, you and I talked about this for years, and it's kind of dropped off a little bit. But
China?
We should hold that for next week. But the reality is Main Street and Wall Street are two different entities. Kevin, we got to make sure in our minds when we're talking about the stock market's going to crash, the end is here, and all that has little to do with what we're seeing day to day on our own streets. It's tough still, really tough.
Growing
on small
disconnect.
Business. It is in a big disconnect between those big companies and the small. Don't let that keep you out of the market.
Dave Pezzo, to be continued. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You're listening to 580KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
And 580KIDO, it is time for the award-winning Manly Man show. Dave Burnett, along with the humble Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO.
What award did it win?
It won a lot of awards. Most manliest product on the radio by the He-Man Woman Haters Club of Northern Idaho. You didn't get the memo on that?
No. Missed that one.
You know, how many times do people say award winning when they really haven't won awards? You know, you just kind of fluff it to give somebody, oh, it's award winning.
That's good. I'm looking forward to the plaque for that.
Yeah. Now, this is interesting here. You remember our friend Steve Ackerman, right?
Yes.
Well, now Steve Ackerman actually has somebody like pitching him as a guest. We're going to have him on later in the week, but all these people that have been on the show and now they've become so famous. We've got Phil Hardy running around with his big soccer screen that we broke the story last week on.
It's all set up, ready to go. World Cup fever is underway.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting here. It's just funny. Phil's on Channel 7. Steve Ackerman's got the press people working for him. I,
I could say pretty soon, after he opened up at the Republican convention, I'm going to say, boy, we knew him when.
Hmm. And here you are stuck with me.
You know, I would never, ever think that.
I would never think that.
Hmm. I would never think that. You beat me to it, though. But anyway, so we've got that going on. Big day yesterday in the Supreme Court. What is it, 20 times compared to 15 for Bill Clinton and 23 for George W. Bush? So we've got a few more years left with the Obama administration. The Supreme Court has smacked down a decision by those presidents, 9-0. It's happened 15 for Clinton, 23 for Bush. Obama, at 20 now, could hold the all-time record by the time they're done with him.
I would have been curious to be in the mouse in the corner office when that Supreme Court ruling came down. I bet it wasn't a good day around the office at the Oval Office.
Well,
or the golf course.
If you believe Ed Klein, Valerie Jarrett, after a hard day, she goes and has dinner with the Obamas because she's best friends with both of them. Now, Dave Burnett, you're kind of like the Solomon of this program, don't you think?
Let's cut the baby in half. Here we go.
You're our person that we look to for sage advice. Is it really possible for someone to be best friends with both a husband and a wife and show no favoritism to either side?
Okay.
Based on your years of media, of experience, of being in Central America.
Okay. So what's the question?
You didn't listen?
No, I need to know the question again. I want the question twice, Your Honor.
All right. Let me rephrase.
All right.
At 580KIDO, is it possible for a person to be truly best friends with a husband and a wife? That person can be male or female and not show favoritism to either side.
I think if you're looking for my opinion, right?
You're a quick one.
Well, I'm just saying, because half the time I give you my opinion, you tell me, shut up. I think it is possible to be friends, but it will flux. Sometimes you'll be more friends with maybe the husband, and then you'll kind of disagree, or more friends with the wife. I think it's possible, but it's not always on a 50-50 or 100-100 basis.
I think it's impossible.
Okay.
I think it's impossible just based on the fact that I think Valerie Jarrett knows where her bread is buttered, and that's with Michelle. I just can't see what President Obama would have in common with someone. I mean, you have to have some space, I would say, from your friends, from your spouse, just to get a little breathing room. And if this person knows both of you and is 100%, I mean, your best friend is your best friend, right?
Yeah.
Well, how can I be your best friend and Timmy's best friend? I mean, your best friend is your best friend. So if I'm Michelle, I don't think I would be sharing him with, quote, stinky feet, snoring, he smells, Mr. President. Her quote's not mine.
Well, I think by saying best, I think that fluctuates. I mean, there's times where I might be best friends with Phil Hardy. Phil Hardy's going, huh? But yet, another time I might be a better friend to Ray Amaya, because those things flux with a relationship and what's happening. I have a very good friend who lives in Whidbey Island, but there's times where I'm closer friends with somebody who is here. But it doesn't make them not. I guess the problem comes with the word best.
I think you either have a best friend or you don't. And I think that your best friend is your best friend.
But that changes. That changes from time to time. Dealing with how often you're together, or if you have a disagreement on something, you might then suddenly become a little closer to somebody else. It just comes and goes.
You put your wares out there to see who picks you up.
That's not what I said.
Oh, you did. Well, if someone gives you a better deal, you leave that person. Like, one minute, your best friend could be Tom Luna.
You don't necessarily leave them.
I think your best friend is your
maybe,
best friend.
Maybe that's the way you are. If somebody's not your best friend, you dump them. I don't.
You just said that. It fluctuates.
It your does, but it doesn't mean you don't dump them.
Well, it sounds like what you're doing.
Okay. I dump my friends, I guess.
Well, like I said, I just think it's impossible for someone to be a best friend of to the husband and to the wife. That gives that person too much insight, too much power, and you can't tell me that they don't favor one person over the other.
You're probably true based on the time, yeah. But you're good friends. I don't know that I'm best friends with anyone.
Yeah, well, according to Ed Klein, who's killing it now, I mean, you take a look at this, Ed Klein is blowing away Hillary Clinton with the book. And Hillary Clinton had this big, what is it, this big advance and everything else. They're not going to make the money back. She's dipped below 50%. Phew, crazy. But back to the Supreme Court yesterday. It's funny. You know, are you, a year ago, you were all into the Facebook. You would dabble in the, do you still dabble in the Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
You dabble in it?
I do dabble in it.
Okay, so it's amazing to me that I'll post something, and I posted, great day for the Constitution. Finally, they got something right. And then, all of a sudden, I have the libs coming at me. And they're so angry. And to me, it brings joy to my heart when the libs are going crazy and saying, this is wrong. How dare these evil corporations can define personhood? And I'm going, and I'm thinking to myself last night as I'm talking to Mrs. Miller, and I said, Mrs. Miller, I didn't know that personhood was guaranteed in the Constitution. I do know that the First Amendment is guaranteed in the Constitution, but it's like the libs keep coming up with these make-believe laws. And I said, somebody said something, well, you can't believe it. These corporations are going to discriminate. They've gone too far. And I'm going, wait a minute. The president went too far with Obamacare. Hobby Lobby won. Obamacare or Obama zero, Roll Tide. And oh my goodness.
The Roll Tide got her?
No, not her. The libs were just going crazy. And I love when the libs, and Kevin Richard did this to me about soccer. Instead of debating the argument, they go, well, your arguments are juvenile. No, that doesn't mean they're not accurate. And this other guy is somebody's boyfriend, and I don't get it. Other people's boyfriends that are dudes are up, you know, talking to me on the internet. The guy is going, well, that's what about personhood? And I'm going, personhood? Okay, Dave Burnett, back to you being, I can't wait to tell Kevin Miller he's wrong. Where in the Constitution does it say you're guaranteed personhood? So if I'm an employer and somebody wants to do something that's against my religion, I have to pay for it? A private employer? I mean, again, it was a very narrow ruling. But still, they were, I love it. And the Supreme Court wanted to make sure that they didn't leave any loopholes because, gosh, we wouldn't want those Christians or any of these other religious groups. And I'm going, wow. I mean, this Hobby Lobby ruling, there are 16 contraceptives that Hobby Lobby allows. But just the reaction of the libs, it was crazy.
Yeah, well, your personhood's not guaranteed anywhere.
But, I mean, that's a new right, I guess. Personhood, allegedly. I've never heard of that before.
I'm going to have to get a clarification as exactly what that means.
So, to each his own. But, look, when we lose, we take our lumps. But, I mean, the libs are just going crazy. And, it's unfortunate. No, I don't know how else we can do the show today. I mean, we have gas prices going to an all-time high. We've got the border not existing. The president, I'm going to limit it to 300. Well, he just sent 200 more to Iraq.
And that's not good. And there are those in Iraq that are saying, we're going to come get those Americans that are being sent.
Oh, my goodness. Now, on the Kevin Miller hot list, and I'm going to try and warm up the Commodore 64 here. And Dave Burnett, you know what happens when we try to do too much. It usually bombs on us, correct?
Yeah, something overloads somewhere.
Something overloads somewhere here at 580KIDO. It's just kind of interesting to me.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, but go ahead.
No, I was looking at the big fireworks around the 4th of July. Nobody's mentioning the God and Country Festival. Okay. Let me see.
Did you get the information to the people that need to know about our involvement with the God and Country Festival?
They're running spots on our station. I can't do everything. Hmm. I know that the people that are doing fireworks aren't running spots on our station. Let me see. So here's the skinny on this. And they don't have Kevin Miller appearing at the God and Country place. But this is a strange video where, and it's going to take a minute to load, where one of the militants actually calls out President Obama. And I got to tell you, it's very relaxing to listen to for a minute. But then you remember that these people are terrorist thugs. They're driving Ford pickups. They've got Stinger missiles. They're very, very, they're very terrorist looking, if you will. But what he says to President Obama in this, here we go. Here's a little mood music.
Right now I'm in the side of Hashem. As you can see, this is the so-called border.
Now, hold on. What do you think of when you hear this music?
We're in the border of Iraq and Hashem.
That sounds like kind of nice music, doesn't it?
I have no idea what it's saying, so I don't know.
All right, well, here we go. Here's the end of it.
Good.
I would say that now
Dawlat al-Islam.
Sham and Iraq became one country. And the other country.
By the way, this guy's driving a Ford pickup. They've got Stinger missiles in the back. Now we got the moon music here. Here it comes.
And I want to send a question to Obama. Did you prepare enough diapers for your soldiers or not?
Did you prepare enough diapers for your soldiers? So even they're making fun of us on our problem with the border.
Well, that was on our border? That wasn't in Iraq?
No, the Iraq people are making fun of our border.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Now I was confused because it sounded like Middle Eastern music, and they're making fun of our border.
Yep.
Well, what's frightening about our border is it's not just people from El Salvador or Guatemala or Mexico coming through. It's from all over the world coming through our southern borders. And we don't even know who these people all are.
Right, but getting back to Iraq, here you have the terrorists driving around in our pickup trucks with our missiles making fun of us. I mean, hey, Obama, get the diapers for the soldiers. And what I'm thinking is, hey, we're going to have an A-10 showing you where you can stick your diapers there, buddy. But they're just laughing. And I mean, they're just laughing at us everywhere.
Yeah, unfortunately, that won't be happening.
Well, that and, I mean, other big news locally. We have the campus carry going into effect today, but CWI says they're not ready, even though they've been trying to get ready. I don't know what you have to do. What, metal detectors and everything else? You know, it's funny. You know, we talk about being in a conservative state, and the governor says we're a big pro-gun state, but just the reaction of the educators is troubling.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. There's been guns on campus up until yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been there. I don't know what you're doing more to. In fact, the ones that were there before, you didn't know about. So every time I talk to a student, we had an intern in here working for us for a while. I said, do you think there hadn't been guns on campus already? Well, maybe. Okay, well, maybe. You know. It's another day in America, Kevin, headed toward the 4th of July.
Yep, only in America.
Traffic now, Kevin, as you're coming out of Canyon.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
556, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So coming up, a big event at the Grove today. You've got the USA versus Belgium, the Grove Plaza at 2 o'clock. Phil Hardy will talk about that at 7 o'clock. Coming up, our great friend Greg Pruitt will join us. We'll be talking about campus carry. Greg is a soccer fan, so we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But you still have some folks that are resistant to
concealed carry on campus. In addition, never mind that it's the law, number one. Number two here at 580KIDO, think about this. We're talking about the enhanced concealed carry. Could we live in a world where all of a sudden that is the standard? So the regular concealed carry permit is done. You have to get the enhanced concealed carry. You have to get the enhanced concealed carry. And if you don't, you're not going to be allowed to do it. And the difference between one and the other is there's more government restrictions, more government red tape. One is favored by the activists. The other is favored by law enforcement. So we'll discuss that as we start your day. Don't forget the Kevin Miller Hot List available at 580kido.com. We talk about this. We have a special name for it. It is called the Hobby Lobby SCOTUS Kevin Miller Hot List decision. The Supreme Court coming down yesterday. Attorney Joe Filicetti will join us to give us some answers about what this means for us and the Constitution and your workplace, for that matter. Let's get you to traffic now at 580K.
And I want to send a question to Obama. Did you prepare enough diapers for your soldiers or not?
And this is what happens when people say that foreign policy doesn't matter. Unfortunately, you won't hear that from the press, but you'll hear it from us. Truth on the Radio continues. Stay with us here. Again, we'll talk about your right to protect yourself and the big event today on the Grove. All that before 6:30. You're listening to Kevin Miller. It is 52 right now in Meridian on 580 KIDO.
Serving Meridian.